Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Marto and Margo hanging around for the catch-up podcast here on the Listener app and wherever you're getting the big breakfast here at Triple M. If you didn't think Wayne Bennett was a sexy man, you got to listen to this catch-up podcast.
Because who are
he
you?
Is. Yeah, he's a mumbler.
You haven't got any libido about you if you don't love Wayne.
Marto, something that we didn't get to talk about today that I'd just like to mention, and we were talking about it yesterday because, Jamie, you were looking for recommendations and suggestions on zoos, and I'm glad you mentioned it. Because it just appears to seem that all the animals in the zoos are lonely because nobody's visiting them.
In Melbourne and Sydney Zoo.
They said, where are all the humans gone?
I remember this happened last year during the COVID thing, so it's happening again.
Mental health for animals as well. No one ever thought of them, did they?
Are they on a... do they have a clicker? You know how when people walk by, like if the number... Do they get a bonus food for extra people? Because there's more popular animals than some.
Yes. Like the wombat. The meerkats are always cute.
The wombat's such a dud. Have you ever been to the wombat at the zoo?
You never find the Tassie devils. They're always hiding.
In a log, like the wombats.
Yeah.
Lemons, as if they shouldn't... they should get one of those racing jiggers. You're like, get the wombat out of there. Every 15 minutes.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Well, why wouldn't you? You're running a zoo. Who's the zoo for? The animals or the people?
Well, I think the animals are missing the people. So if you can and you have an opportunity, make sure you get out to the zoo. Did you decide which zoo you were going to go to?
You were talking about one the other day. Is that right?
You said Lone Pine Sanctuary, Marto. I said get down to Currumbin Wildlife Zoo.
I'll do them all. Don't worry.
Don't be like that kitty at the Paralympics. He lost both arms when he... Don't try to pat any wild animals.
Don't put your hand in the cage.
I'll be very wary.
And check out how big the gonads. When the kangaroos lie down and they squeeze their gonads between their legs, you should see how big they are.
Yeah. There's some kangaroos with big gonads in Ipswich there. And,
is there?
Yeah.
The other thing you've got to watch out for, if you go down to that Daisy Hill Koala Sanctuary, chlamydia.
That's
what koalas carry.
No.
You've actually got to do something sexual with them to get chlamydia.
No, I think you can just.
It doesn't. It's not like. They don't sneeze and chlamydia
comes out. It's not like COVID.
I think you've got to actually root one.
Let's get to the rest of the podcast, shall we?
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Marto, an incredible story in the Courier Mail today. I feel like I need your help with, because I'm not sure if it's one of these. It could be one of these.
From a house down in Britain or on the Gold Coast, from the horrors of Ipswich or even up the coast, it's Triple M.
Interesting intersection of two wonderful topics.
I'm not
Bogan
sure if,
news or dumb criminal.
I'm not sure if we've ever had this combination before, but have a listen. An Uber driver went on a rampage after being refused service at a Southwest Brisbane licensed brothel.
Did he deliver a passenger and he didn't get paid? What happened?
No, Sachin, who has only one name.
As in Sachin Tendulkar?
Well, I don't know. Could be.
Not the Sachin.
He didn't name the surname.
Would he be down in his luck? Because he hasn't played cricket for a few years. And is he living in southwest Brisbane?
He's just driving Uber driving.
Sachin, how the mighty fall. Next thing, Alan Border will be driving yellow cabs.
Well, he pleaded guilty in the...
What's his last name? It's not Tendulkar.
No, it literally doesn't. It says Sachin, who has only one name.
What a name to have, though.
Pleaded guilty in the Richlands Magistrates Court on Wednesday to one count of willful damage and public nuisance.
What?
He smashed a table and a CCTV camera after being refused entry at the Southwest brothel.
Oh, he was the client.
He was the client.
So he's pulled up the Uber inside.
And he stood out the front and he's yelled out, "I want pussy!" says the article, after the Sky Angel owner refused him service because he was so drunk.
Hold on.
I'm not sure why.
Was he driving his Uber? No, just his occupation. He wasn't
pulled
in
up
his
in his driver, his Uber, Marto, and yelled out, "I want..." After
I want
being
pussy.
Refused service.
Can you get home delivery like Uber Eats and that sort of stuff?
What is the one way you would think that you would, you know, calm down or talk down an enraged Uber driver that just wants a little bit of action? Well, you offer him a cigarette, because that's what the owner did. He said, "Come on, mate."
Brilliant.
He talked him down.
He's been to a TAFE course on how to run a brothel, that bloke.
By walking out and offering him a cigarette.
Going nuts, though. Give him a ciggy.
which calmed him down.
Did that settle Sachin down?
That settled Sachin down.
What did he do? Did he break the cameras?
He smashed a table and a CCTV camera. The guy just wanted a little bit of action. Bit of late night, you know, driving around all those young girls in their short skirts.
But didn't you say he was pissed?
Yeah, he was drunk.
Sounds terrific. dreaming.
He did get charged, though, however. So I feel that although that this is heavy bogan news, I feel like this possibly should be
dumb criminal. Yeah, I think
He was charged $747.
Sad.
Would it cost him less just to give him to
$27.
All right, bye-bye.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Can you believe it already? It's the last round of the footy this weekend. Triple M NRL, the Broncos and the Knights. That game, 3 o'clock on Saturday. It's 5 to 7 at Triple M.
I see the footy tipsters in the paper. I'm talking about you, Margo.
How am I doing, Marto?
You're now in fifth last position.
I'm making a comeback.
You have battled your way. You were last nearly the whole season. The last three rounds you've come good, and sometimes this is what it takes.
Well, I may or may not have been taking it seriously initially. Let's just, you know, say that. But I've made a real effort to try and do better and be better, because it's not about where you start, it's about where you finish.
I don't want to humiliate these men. But you are currently, and I've humiliated you all season, but you are currently beating Brent Reed, outstanding rugby league journalist, Phil Rothfield, rugby league journalist, Corey Parker, and Gordon Tallis. You're beating all of those legends of the game.
Well, what can I say?
Well, you can challenge your mates for the chance to win $50,000 with KFC Supercoach NRL. Register today at supercoach.com.au.
That's ridiculous, Jamie. Register today. It's the last round. You're not going to win anything. Stop reading pieces of paper.
Go
mate.
On. In the bin. There we go.
Register for next year.
3 points.
The reason I bring
Take
this
me
up,
on.
This is enormous. Last round.
Oh,
and we all
gosh.
Know 16 teams start back alive 25 weeks ago. 16 teams
incredible.
Started. As of the end of this weekend, there'll only be 8 left, and they're all sitting here in Queensland, either the Gold Coast Sunshine. What does it mean? Like tonight, let's have a look at tonight's game. We got the Raiders versus the Roosters. Raiders are in 9th spot. If they win, they're going to hang around all weekend or until tomorrow night and see how the Sharks go. But if they lose, they're on the loose.
They're on the loose.
At about 9:30, quarter to 10 tonight.
Where
they're
are they
on
playing?
Holidays, baby.
Where are they playing?
They're playing at what's a BB Print Stadium? Where have they sent them?
Mackay?
Oh, they've sent them a long way away to bury it.
They're in the bush.
Okay. All right. That could take them months to get home from there before they arrive. What is a BB Print Stadium? That must be somewhere.
Our producer, Snowy, he's an NRL nerd. He'll know.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you in a second.
I need someone with a
it's
map.
Incredible.
All right. The reason I bring this up, and because there will be arrests, and that's inevitable. That's rugby league for you. It is in Mackay.
It
you're
is
right.
In Mackay.
There will be arrests all weekend of rugby league players, and that's okay.
Well, you did ask what it means, and what it means is that Hollywood Showgirls is going to be busy. If those poor adult entertainers were dry during COVID, they're certainly not going to be this weekend.
Hope there's been a few girls being sent up from down south that have been quarantining for 2 weeks. Pop them out.
Rubbing their hands together going, yes, Mad Monday, I'm going to make all the money.
Where are you from? The Raiders? Come on in. Listen, Broncos night, Saturday.
Didn't Tom Bird just get in trouble for that last time he was up here? The Rabbitohs have got a couple of weeks, don't they? Behave yourselves, boys.
They'll be bounced out in the first couple of weeks of the final, so just wait for that. But I'm talking about the dud teams, like the Broncos. Saturday, 3 p.m. They'll
Alex
wrap up.
Glenn, retiring. Last game, Marto.
Don't make me cry. Don't make me cry. So 5 p.m. Saturday.
When do the Titans play? You know they always like a good Mad Monday. They love a dress-up, the Titans, don't they? They're always, they dressed up as French fries
dress
last
up this,
year, Disney princesses.
So Mad Monday, who will they dress up as? Taliban. That'll be big today. That'll be big this
what
year.
What about one of the American presidents? Donald Trump surely will get a run.
Or there'll be someone will put an old man mask and be Joe Biden. Hi, I'm Joe Biden.
What if they put Wayne Bennett in the wheelchair weekend at Bernie style?
Oh, my God. So that's what we got to look forward to. And that's the great thing. Better than the games. Nobody wants to go and see the games here in Brisbane. Everyone just wants to go out and watch Mad Monday tomfoolery, and it's all here in Brisbane this year. What a special time it is.
You know what we should have?
What?
Instead of one of those ticket tech parades for the grand final, we should have an NRL Mad Monday dress-up costume parade like they do for Book Week.
This is where I'm going. This, you read my mind, because you think, as of Monday, we have 8 teams having Mad Monday. We
all
meet
here.
At Hungry Jack's at the mall, okay?
Oh, yes.
Sponsored by the casino, because what else happens on Mad Monday? Before you get down to business, we've got to sort out the nudie run. Now, the nudie run is done by anyone who's played that season and hasn't scored a try.
Mm.
It's normally the big fat guys who do all the work up front, because they give it to the, you know, they're the piano
offload.
Pushers.
Yeah.
They do all the work and they don't get over the try line. Listen to this. Here you go. Corey Pakes. Carmichael Hunt hasn't scored a try this year. Richie Kennard. Ben Teo hasn't scored a try this year. Brendan Piacura, the young bloke. Danny Levi hasn't scored a try. Jake Turpin hasn't scored a try. Pat Carrigan. That's just the Broncos. So they line up, you go into the toilets at Hungry Jack's, take Brilliant. Oh, you don't have to go into the toilets, just take your gear off there, okay, and we go, righto, we'll do this alphabetically because there'll be eight teams involved. You'll have the nudie, righto, Broncos nudie run.
Off you go.
Off we go. We're meeting the guys in their outfits at the casino on the stairs. This is what rugby league is all about. Nude fat men running fast up the mall.
They're not really fat, Marta. They're pretty lean. You know what? It'd add a bit of an extra added excitement. You could have a side bet on nudie run in thongs.
Oh, my God.
High knees.
Girls, you're saying I can't find a bloke. Monday morning, if you're at Hungry Jack's, jump on it.
Rugby league.
It'll be a massive show on Tuesday, the big breakfast, Triple M.
Oh, gee, Marta, it looks like a nice day out there. Maybe a nice day to put the vessel in the water.
Southeasterly today, be careful.
Bloody winds.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
Is that a good wind or a bad wind? Is it the westerlies that are bad?
Southeasterly is going to be building up today. Why do you want a weather report from me? Just have a look yourself.
But sunny 23. There you go.
Weekend's going to be a good weekend, is it, for boating and people who want to get out on the water, do some fishing maybe
showers.
Perhaps?
Showers.
Yeah, this isn't your weekend for you. Actually, no, low wind on Sunday. There you go, Father's Day. Put the jet ski in.
Righto, sounds good. Well, I put it in last weekend, I told you that, and I don't really want to keep talking about it, but I must because I want to give myself a bit of a pat on the back. Last Saturday, drove down, put it in at the Broadwater there at Loders Creek, just near the Southport Coast Guard.
Yeah. That's a cute little one.
Yeah, it's a great spot. Yeah, we just parked there and then got a little spot along the beach on the Broadwater there on the grass at Labrador, and we back and forth. The boys put their tinny in, and they had a great little putt around the Broadwater.
Did you keep an eye out while, what's your mate's name, Todd or Corey
Todd.
Or someone?
Well, Corey was away, so we went down with some friends, Todd and Cass. And Todd did not put my jet ski in, Marto. Pat on the back for me. I reversed my jet ski into the boat ramp all by myself.
One of the most dangerous
Had
places
Had my big girl pants
go.
On.
Yeah.
And off I went.
But that's one of the most dangerous things you can do in terms of not dangerous. Oh, you could lose the jet ski if you haven't got
side.
It hitched on, or you might sink the car.
Come
or something. That happens. But just opposition with other people. Mm. There's a lot of jockeying and abuse goes on.
I was very nervous. I will admit that. There was that little stump feeling in the pit of my stomach because there was a lot of other cars around waiting.
That's the one.
They were pulling out, you know, in front of me, and then they were waiting behind me, ready to put their ski in the boats.
If I was there and I saw you, and I'm not saying it's because of not knowing who you are, just going, hey, there's a bird back in this one and this will be interesting, I would sit there and I'd give you an occasional toot just to put you off your game.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful.
There was lots of offers. Gentleman down there at the boat ramp.
Can I help
all
you,
of them,
love?
Can I help you?
They want to
Do
drive
you need
the Mustang.
A hand? Are you okay?
No, she would have had
Haven't got the tow bar on the Mustang yet.
Okay.
I am working on it, Jamie. Don't you worry. But no, I had the Land Cruiser.
Yeah, exactly.
And they said, oh, you know, do you need a hand? I said, no, I'm okay. I can do this. And they said, oh, you know, the smaller the trailer, the harder it is. And I was like, oh, is it? Now I'm even more nervous.
Remember we did the reversing championships, and that's what we gave a really small trailer, and they went, oh, this is tough. It is tough.
I remembered some of the tips that the men were talking about, and it's all about small movements, Marto.
That's right.
And if you can see, one tip that I got was if you can see it in the right mirror, right down turn. If you can see it in the left mirror,
left down turn.
Just nice, small little. It's not how fast or how slow you go. It's just that you get it in straight the first go because I wasn't stuffing it up. There were too many people watching and I was feeling very nervous.
All good.
But all good. Round of applause to me. Well, I did very well. However, the guy after me, not so well. One of the guys that offered to put my trailer in for me, he stuffed up his own bloody trailer, didn't he? Jackknife, he was going one way. I said, do you need a help there, mate? Do you need a hand?
Did you get back at him? It wasn't Willem Powerfish, was it?
No, it wasn't. But plenty of boat ramp fails. I mean, I witnessed one. I wasn't a casualty of the boat ramp fail, but I witnessed one. It happens at boat ramps all across southeast Queensland. You have put a boat and a trailer in many a time yourself.
You do it on your own. It's tough. You've got to have a rope. You let the thing go, and then you go, hold on, I can't. No one's holding on to it. There are a lot of angles to it.
There are a lot of angles. Luckily for us
what
at Lotus Creek,
there,
you've got that little sand bank, like a little bit of beach just next to it, so you can pull your ski or your boat up and just moor it there and then put your trailer away and then jump on and off you go.
The thing is, when the concrete on the ramp, if you go to a ramp,
wet and mossy.
When it's mossy and people go arse up and their boat gets away from it, there's some unbelievable. Jacob's Well, yeah. I dead set. They need to put a grandstand down there. You get people get people to ring from down there and tell you what they've seen on a boat ramp.
Well, all our blokes are experts, I'm sure. No one will dob themselves in, but they'd be happy to dob in somebody else. 133353 so boat ramp fails.
Does it start, I once saw a bloke.
Something
is
like that.
Is that how it'll start?
Yeah. You've got $100 suspended CNL Tools Banyo as well.
George from Marsden, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Boat ramp fails. Have you seen one or been a part of one?
Well, years ago back in Sydney, there was a, I don't know, might have heard of Cole Joy.
Yeah.
But him, he bought himself a brand new ski boat in the early 90s, which had a new roller trailer. And him and my ex-brother-in-law, Justin, thought they'd go to Lane Cove and put it in the water.
Righto.
The halfway, they were reversing it down, and halfway down the boat ramp, Justin yelled out, "Oh, hang on. Haven't put the bung in," so he stopped. And of course, because they disconnected the chain.
Oh, she's gone.
She's gone. The boat, the car and the trailer stopped, but the boat kept going.
And it's landed on the dry, on the concrete.
On the concrete. There was the boat, the trailer, the trailer, the boat, and 20 foot, and then the water. Brand new ski boat, never been in the water before.
Oh, you'd hate to see it.
Yeah, and it didn't make it into the water that day either.
George, there would have been quite a queue to take the piss out of them after that, was there?
Yes, there was a few laughs.
Oh, that's unreal. What a terrible
incredible
noise it is.
There's nothing worse than the boat going off backwards, of course, but I've also seen at the boat ramp someone launch. You know how they think, instead of like winding it, cranking it up onto the rollers, they ride it up onto rollers.
I love
doing
that.
Into the back of the back of the car, yeah. I've seen
going.
That done.
How is that possible? You idiot.
Jake from Caboolture, 133353. Boat ramp fails. What have you seen?
Yeah, it was actually, I was a part of it. It was me and my old boy and my brother, we went to go fishing. I would have probably been 10 or 11 years old. Dad's reversing the boat down. Me and my brother are in the boat and goes off the side of the boat ramp, launches me and my brother actually out of the boat. I landed on all these rocks with oysters on it and ended up slicing my foot open and getting stitches.
Ow. Okay.
Nothing worse.
Was this from his poor reversing, like he jackknifed the trailer?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, okay. Just need to. Where are we? So everyone can picture it. Were we going into the Caboolture River?
No, we were going into the Crumbin River. I was living down the Gold Coast at the time.
So incredible.
The Crumbin Creek and, threw me over and that was the end of it.
How many times have you told that story, Jake?
Oh, every time he talks about reversing a trailer.
What happened when Dad got home to Mum? What was the story like?
Oh, my mum and dad weren't together at the time, but when I rang her and told her that Dad threw me out of the boat and cut my foot open.
Did she say that's why I left your father? Because he couldn't reverse? I was too embarrassed. Just imagine that. Hold on. Here's one on the burner phone, a text. Morning, gang. My friend went to push his boat off the trailer and the cross member he was standing on broke. It must be up near the trailer. He face planted. It was a great start to the day.
That's funny. Embarrassing. Yeah.
Everyone loves seeing people hurt themselves. That's why Australia's Funniest Home Videos.
It was the greatest show ever. Bring it back. Jim from Namarangba. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Where were we? Name the boat ramp so we can close our eyes and see where you were.
I grew up in a little place 2.5 hours northwest of Brisbane called Kingaroy. And we used to ski a lot at Boondoomba Dam.
Righto.
And I have a fairly new bright red and black Lewis Tornado ski boat. I also had a red AU XR6 Falcon Ute. So as far as I was concerned, I was king of the kids.
You had all the toys.
I had all the toys and no idea. Anyway, I went out for most of the day. And as I backed the ute back in to put the boat on, there was an old bloke and an old Subaru Forester. Anyway, he come up and said, "Oh, do you want me to give you a hand to pull your trailer out?" And I said, "Oh, no, it's all good." As I look at my red XR6 ute, that ski boat and all my mates thinking, "Oh, what's this old fella on about?" Loaded the boat up, put it on the trailer, went to take off and just sat there and spun.
Oh, and spun. So slippery.
So slippery. And then after about 10 minutes, the old fella come down and he said, "Oh, you want that hand now?" I said, "Yes."
Good humiliation, Jim.
We're going to send you $100 suspended CNL Tools Banyo just down the road. CNLToolsCentre.com.au. Congratulations and thanks for all your calls this morning. Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. This is Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Marto, we get in here and we read the paper every morning, you and I, and sometimes it throws us nothing and sometimes it throws us some incredible nuggets of gold.
What do you got there?
Well, it's titled, "It's So Sexy to Mumble." Men who mumble are considered more sexually attractive to the opposite sex, according to new research.
What?
I mean, because I
hate... Are you serious? Is this a piss take?
I hate men who mumble, particularly my husband, and then they'd say something and they turn away.
I can't hear them.
I'm like... I can't hear you when you're not facing me, and if you're mumbling, speak up, mate. But the study,
you're not normal. What's this talking about?
The study from the University of California found speech that was less clear was more appealing because it reflected masculine attributes as adored in Hollywood heartthrobs.
Yeah, like who?
Tom Hardy. Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. I would say that
Sean Connery would be a part of that. Yeah. Mr. Sean Connery, Bond, James Bond. Yeah. He was a bit of a mumbler, wasn't he?
Jesus. Is this Ted Inkham?
Now, well, it says, from a sexual selection perspective, men with slightly more masculine traits are preferred.
Farmer wants a wife. That's why chicks want farmers. My brother-in-law is from Mitchell and all his brothers, etc. They're from way out west. They all mumble, can't understand the bloody thing they're saying because they don't open their mouth. If you open your mouth, if you go west of Toowoomba and open your mouth too much and talk, you're full of flies.
So don't talk.
No.
Oh, that's sexy.
Is that why they mumble?
133353, ring any time.
As soon as you open lips, the flies.
Like you think about the flies, they're everywhere. They're in your ears, they're everywhere. As soon as you open your mouth, they get in there. So they don't open their mouth.
Time I thought farmers were sexy, it was because they wore cowboy hats and jeans and belt buckles with R.M. Williams and sat on a horse and mustard cattle. I thought that's because they were sexy, but it turns out it's because they mumble so they don't get flies in their mouth.
Let's think about one of the greatest mumblers who's also from the bush. This is all starting to weigh up. Wayne Bennett from out there near Warwick. Well, he's a mumbler. And you think about, remember that thing where he was sitting in front of the Rabbitohs players? Remember this tape?
All right, you blokes. I've got a sex tape here of me and Dale. Here's the first 30 seconds. If you don't get out there and make some tackles, score some tries, we're going to sit here in the dressing room for an hour after the game and watch the end of this.
Yeah, one of the great halftime speeches. They came back and they made all the tackles. That was Wayne.
I do remember when that circulated.
Okay. Well, I've got some more secret recordings.
Oh, no.
Of the world's greatest mumbler, and you know he's a ladies' man.
G'day, ladies. It's Wayne here. I've got plenty of outfits. I used to be a copper. I still got over on. Got my Origin tracksuit. I can wear some South Rabbitohs gear, some George, Newcastle Knights. I can wear some of my premiership gear for the Broncos. Does that turn you on, girls?
Oh, man.
Imagine what he could do with a premiership ring, Marto. The Big Breakfast.
And it's the Big Breakfast for Chemist Warehouse.
Hey, when we see each other in the morning at 4 o'clock, you and I always say, how was your day yesterday? You asked me, and what did I say? I said, it was shameful. And you said, mine was so good. And we both agreed, let's wait until we get on air. And
We had the opposite days, I'm led to believe.
Such a wonderful... All right.
There is an incredible thing called Marto's burner phone here, Marto. I'm not sure if you're aware. And people can text us at any time throughout the show. And a little birdie texted us to let us know that they saw you wandering out of somewhere yesterday around 10:30 a.m.
No, all right. So I left here. You took off straight away. Tell your story in a second. I've got two lucky numbers. I can't say them on air because I just...
Oh, it ruins it.
No, because they're my form some of my passwords.
Oh, fair enough.
The weather, I looked at the weather yesterday, okay? And the weather had my lucky numbers in it, okay? And I went, oh, my God, last time this happened was about 3 years ago and I went to the casino with $50 and I walked out with $400, okay?
Okay.
I just playing roulette. Yesterday I went... Bugger it. I was going for
a ride
anyway.
Lucky numbers have come up. It's an omen.
Got in my cycling gear, started riding, went, I'm going. I'm going to back myself again. I won about $350 that last time, okay? So I went going again. I pull in there. I didn't realise or I'd forgotten. The markets are on there. So the bike rack where I had to lock up, I'm at the casino in my bike gear, okay, outside the big house. I lock it up and I'm in amongst the brat. They're cooking up bratwursts at the markets there on a Wednesday.
Is that the Jan Powers market?
Yeah, I don't know. No, just call it City Markets. On a Wednesday morning.
Okay.
They're pretty good. All right, so I lock my bike up, put on a shirt and a pair of shorts and walk into the casino.
Off you go.
It's now 10:05.
How many dollars did you have in your pocket?
I had $100. All right.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell the story because Kath doesn't know it. She said, where have you been when I got home? Anyway, I sit in there. Do you know how pathetic it is for a grown man?
Sitting by yourself.
It's sad, Marto.
At 10:30 a.m. in the morning at the casino.
I wasn't
feeding 50s into that, the...
I wasn't the... No, I was playing roulette. Okay, the table had just opened. This is what happens at the casino for anyone who hasn't been there at 10 a.m. The guy next to me was sadder. He had a full schooner. Okay? So he was there playing on his own. I sidle up and you could see the glint of, oh, thanks for helping me out here, mate. As soon as I sat down, about four people, they must have been hiding in cupboards somewhere, like extras for a movie.
Waiting from someone else to turn up.
It was now 7 minutes past 10. There were six people
at the
just
table.
Throwing money on a roulette table on a Wednesday.
And how'd you go? Were you a winner?
I walked out of the casino at 10:22 without that $100.
Oh, sad. No.
I will never do that again. Oh. And it was full of shame going, well, anyone recognise me coming out of the casino, you pathetic old man?
It was
horrible, and I don't want to talk about it ever again.
Okay. Well,
How was your day?
I had a relatively dignified Wednesday, Marto. I did my good bit for charity. I hosted a brunch. Oh. It was called Brunch Babies and Bubbles. It was like a mums and bubs high tea. It was lots of fun. Went down to the Matriarch at Newstead there, just near Gasworks. It's a great event space. Yeah. And a couple of the mums from here... that used to work here are on maternity leave. They've got together, joint venture. They've created an event which is like a safe space for mums and bubs and all of the services and products that are available to women these days. But the thing that I loved most about it was all of the baby cuddles that I got to have because, you know me, I love babies. I would totally have had more babies had Corey not gone and got himself fixed and cut me off from the bar. And so I got to have all of the baby cuddles and everyone's like, oh, it looks so good on you. You should have another one.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I know, I should, shouldn't I? And there I was handing babies around like a politician.
Oh, my God.
Just give me your baby. I'm like, do you need anything? Can I hold your baby for you? Just going around offering my services. And then I got to this table of mums who had left their babies at home and I was like, oh, you didn't bring your babies? And they're like, no, we left them at home with the husbands or the mothers or the mother-in-laws. And I'm like, oh, you girls have got a good plan in place. They're ready for a big day.
They had fun.
And I said, oh, I've got no babies to cuddle here, then I might move on. And she said, you don't want another baby, do you? And I said, oh, I'd love another baby. They're so beautiful. And she said, you can't put a baby seat on your jet ski, love. You don't want another baby. And I was like, right. I don't want another baby.
The big breakfast, the Triple M.
Margo, time to shine the light on the Paralympians, Australian Paralympians. There was another incredible event. Well, there was an incredible interview after the event last night with Todd Hodgetts. Have you ever heard of Todd Hodgetts?
I haven't, no. I'm sorry.
He's got an Order of Australian medal.
Oh,
in 2015,
wow.
He was named the Australian Athletics Para Athlete of the Year.
Wow.
So he's been doing it for a while. He won in London Paralympics, won gold in the shot put. In Rio, he won bronze at the shot put and he competed last night. So third times at the Paralympics.
Incredible. Shot put, that's his event, obviously.
Huge man. Nickname, the Hulk, and he's a unit.
May I ask what his disability is? Is it a leg, an arm?
F20, which is autism. So
okay.
And you should see the size of this bloke. Apparently he's a hero down in Tasmania. I hadn't heard him before, which is why I want to celebrate this. I reckon it's one of the greatest sporting interviews I've ever seen.
Wow.
Ended up, you know what happened last night, ended up coming seventh. You know, he'd won the gold, bronze, seventh, a dwindling athlete. No, he was fouled. Apparently he threw this monster throw and, you know, you step out of the ring.
Oh,
foul,
up.
And that's what brought him down. What about this? If you're having trouble with your attitude going to work today, listen to Todd, who's had this disappointment, okay, had it. Channel 7 started interviewing him. And Todd just went, so I'm not finished with this.
Tough one for you tonight. How are you going?
Well, I'm good. It's not over at all. I'm going to keep going. I die for this. I'll put my body on the line. It's not over.
Incredible. Oh. Incredible. And
what
here
a good
he is.
Attitude.
Yeah, great attitude the whole way through this interview. And this is about the foul. Like, oh, I hate bloody fouls in athletics. They're so picky about things.
That foul was pretty big, but I don't reckon it was a foul, but I did the, you know, window.
We saw you calling for the video ref, and we agreed, mate. Yeah. That wasn't a foul.
It wasn't a foul. I'm going to go into Brisbane, and I'll be 44 years of age, and I'm going to die for this country like our Anzacs did.
What about this? Apparently, he went the video ref. Yeah, you know, the square box.
I want to go to the bunker. Henry Carinara's in there. I won't. What would he have got had he not been fouled?
He would have gotten them gold or silver.
Oh.
So they're saying, extraordinary stuff. But listen to this. If you are lacking motivation, cop a bit of this from Toddy.
You got to look to the future, everyone. Look to the future, not our past. We have a great past. Look in the good of the past. And I shout out for Scott Morrison.
My name is Scott.
Big fan of the shot put, ScoMo. Sharkies and right. The shot put.
All right, and then the interview wrapped up. It was so good because he's known as the Hulk. And you know, while he's yelling this out, he took his singlet off and did a flex, wrestling like the Hulkamania, did a Hulk flex. And then he bumped, he started waving his singlet around knocked the Channel 7 microphone through the air. All right, so this is the wrap-up of what I think is one of the great interviews.
Oh, yeah. This is what it's all about! This is what it's all about! Yeah! Sorry.
Yes, the guys at Channel 7 are rubbing their hands to go, this is the best footage ever.
Have a look at it when you get into the office or wherever you go today.
What was his name again?
Todd Hodgetts interview, Hodgetts. And you'll get it.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Of course, the meetings go on and on with the ARL Commission trying to work out first whether they want a 17th team, and then they'll have to, after last week's discussions with the three bids, they have to work out which team. And I tell you, the favourite at the moment, and he won't mind us saying that, the head of the Redcliffe Dolphins bid, Terry Reader. Hello, mate.
Hey, Marto. Thanks for having me. How are you?
How was that grilling? Was it a 90-minute grilling you got last week?
Well, I think the first thing, you know, I appreciate what you just said, but I think the first thing I just want to say, we haven't called ourselves favourite. It's nice to hear the media saying that, but yeah. Real conscious that we're taking nothing for granted and making sure we stay our course. We have not deviated from, you know, what our goal is, and we've really been getting ready for it for 30 years.
A lot of it's personal preference. I'm a lifetime North Sider, and I hear Dobbo trying to push the Ipswich bid and all the rest of it. I go, no, the Dolphins are nothing because you've got such a wonderful stadium there. Can you tell everyone, because I try to say, no, the Dolphins have got their asset back up. They should be all right because that's what the NRL wants. They don't want to be bailing you out. What are you guys, the shopping centre, the stadium, what else do you guys got behind you?
Well, I think you just pointed out the North. I think that's a real, you know, just to get the facts out there, you know, we sort of made about the West and Northern Corridor, but the Northern Corridor's got nearly 900,000 people in currently now in Moreton Bay and Sunshine Coast, whereas the Western Corridor is just short of 400. So, you know, when you're looking at it, the key things and exactly what you talked about then, first of all, is actual financial viability. And you're right, the Dolphins have been setting up for this since they were once in the BRL, you know, when the BRL was our main comp in 1987. The Broncos came in 1988, but they've actually been investing in infrastructure facilities and the community there. And you're right, we've got a stadium, which you've seen hosting NRL games already. We've got a shopping centre with Coles as an anchor tenant. We've got a leagues club. We've got an aquatic centre. We've got a fitness centre. We'll 11 hectare site that we own. It's our land. And we also have built an administration space on top of our aquatic centre, ready for when we get in the NRL. So you're right, the game, that stands behind us, which is going to be one of the most important things, because when you think about it, stability, viability, and also diversified business away from just gaming.
So Terry, what are you guys actually going to be called? Will it be the Redcliffe Dolphins or will you be the Brisbane Dolphins?
No, that seems to sort of had a lot of chat about it, but Redcliffe will be to the Dolphins NRL team what Red Hill is to the Broncos. We will actually represent Brisbane, Moreton Bay and Sunshine Coast especially, but the whole of SEQ stretching up to central Queensland as well.
Terry, just one other, and a lot of our listeners will be interested. Watching it on telly, the grass there is exceptional. You've got the best turf in the game. That'd be because the Brisbane Roar's been playing there and they demand a lot finer blade of grass. What's your knowledge of the groundwork? Is there extra fertilizer? Yeah. What's he doing there? What seeds are he using?
There's a lot of pride in what goes on there. We've got our groundsman is very, very proud of what he does, and there is rules and regulations. You want me to that FIFA put on the club?
Hang on. So, Terry, the International Federation of Football tells you what sort of grass to have?
No, there's got to be the way the surface has got to be. I do know that the reason the ground is in such good condition is one, mainly because of the staff we have working on the pride they've got, and one thing they've been really proud of, but obviously hosting A-League games requires that you make sure it can roll properly.
Could you pass that on to the groundsman and ask if one day, because I've had a chat, you know, Mal who does Suncorp, that was interesting. We're thinking about doing a bus tour of the Gabba, Suncorp, And Redcliffe, you were nominated as the other outstanding. Just for grass enthusiasts, it'd be a big day on the bus.
Yeah, no, it would. And I think people have a wonderful time out at the Dolphins, yeah. That's for sure. I'm sure that could be arranged, and our groundsman would love to show you around and talk through what he does there, because it is an immaculate ground, and that's one of the things we've really been proud of as well, that every team that's come there, even the coaches, talking about how exactly. good the track is and how great it is. So, no, it's you know, it's something that our staff should be really proud of, and hopefully we get to shoulder from the NRL reel in the coming years.
Terry, what a pleasure. I could talk turf with you all day. Hey, mate, we're looking forward to, well, everyone thinks, we'll see whether the theory's right, there'll be an announcement in the week of the Brisbane Grand Final for the NRL this year. Mate, hopefully it's you, because I'm right behind you, because you're closer to my house. Thanks, mate.
No worries, Marto. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Oh, Marto, yesterday you told us about the news of the US finally pulling all of their forces out of their troops out of Afghanistan. Mm. And the Taliban were relatively happy. They celebrated, yes, with their air bullets. Just a stroke before midnight. Joe Biden said on the 31st of August, no longer. That's it. We're done. We're pulling out. We will leave Afghanistan behind and move forward.
And yesterday, my worry was that the US walked away and have left all their weapons in the hands of the Taliban, who are now armed to the teeth and wearing their uniforms, because they don't have a uniform. They've just, like an op shop they've walked into.
I was concerned too, because, you know, you mentioned that yesterday, but the US ensured that not a single helicopter or plane among the fleet of 73 left behind could serve the Taliban. So they scrupulously destroyed everything they could. They smashed the gadgets. They cut the wiring. They left it so that they destroyed all of the engines and the systems so that they couldn't be used for war purposes.
Because our worry was they've got more helicopters than Australia's defence forces, but now you're saying none of them are working.
None of them are working.
That's good.
So
they didn't have any pilots anyway, did they?
They were upset. There's a few quotes here from one of the Taliban fighters himself. He says, "The infidels have destroyed everything. There is little left for us to capture here. Our country is liberated, but Americans have just left us with junk." Well, I'll tell you what they've captured. They've captured an opportunity for a selfie because there is a picture of one of the Taliban fighters sitting in the cockpit getting a photo.
Just getting a photo.
Getting his photo
for
taken.
His mum. Look at me.
I could have been pilot, but show I can't because a bloody infidel smashed everything.
That looks like a kid on one of those toys outside the supermarket, like just sitting there. Yeah, mum,
they saw an opportunity. They're
hey,
like,
mate,
damn
it's
it.
Not working.
We can't fly the plane, but let's get a selfie instead.
Can someone throw some more money in this, make it go?
I mean, I can't blame them. Every year, River Fire rolls around. They give us an opportunity to jump in a plane with them ahead of River Fire, and I'm very excited about my joy flight in
Tell
a couple of weeks' time.
Yes, you are like the Taliban. What do you do?
I get a selfie in the cockpit.
Even though you're not the pilot. Look what I'm doing.
Look pretending at all these buttons. I have no idea what they do.
So that bloke's pretending to all his Instagram followers, listen, I'm flying. He should block out that window because you're on the ground, mate. You're not doing anything.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Margo, I think we know there's been general outrage in Queensland over these NRL wags and associates being brought to Queensland. I tell you what, yesterday they were saying Andrew Abdo, who's the, what is he,
CEO.
Yep. He was saying, no, listen, we always had this arranged and what's going to happen? He said, you Queenslanders should be happy with this. After the finals are over, after teams get eliminated, all these families are going to stay here and enjoy their 6 weeks holiday that they get, rugby league players, and going to spend lots of money.
Money in Queensland's economy.
Fair enough. Okay, that's fine. But that wasn't what it was originally about. And Anastasia Palaszczuk and the Labor government are under a bit of pressure. Everyone going, well, how dare you, not bringing back Queenslanders but allowing all these lemons to come in, la, la, la. So it's been going on. And then I see a claim that Volandis, you know, the NRL and Peter Volandis, we all know Peter.
Rugby league, Peter.
There was a claim made yesterday that they're in bed with Palaszczuk and the Queensland government. I went, can you imagine that? Mm. And thankfully, I got the secret recording equipment out. And when this was negotiated, it was quite interesting when I pulled the tapes and I went, oh my God, this is red hot. I've got to get it on air at Triple M straight away. Because it is our premier in a bedroom with the boss of rugby league, Peter Volandis. And it's scandalous and it's extraordinary. And here it is right now, exclusive to Triple M. this is the footage of them coming together to make that deal, and they're frustrated and they're letting it out.
Well, I didn't sleep last night, so I think I am very worried. I'm very concerned.
Can you help me, Peter?
Been in the naughty corner a few times.
So rude.
Don't all spoil children get what they want.
We need to act quickly. We need to go hard. We need to go fast.
Rock the league. 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 Rock the league.
Is that your old mattress?
Yeah, well,
did you get rid of that?
We'll let that go, eh?
Yeah, let's
let that go, but
never mention
it. If I haven't said it before, Marto, you are going to hell. You're well aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
856.
It'll be a funny old place, though.
Triple M.
You've been listening to Triple M's Big Breakfast catch-up podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse.